Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Well, there's a lot of drama between the New York girls, and Dorinda has basically slammed Vicky into the wall. Miss Vicky Gomez said, RHUGT2 is coming. Sarah, we're going to have to watch it.
I can't wait.
Happen and talk about it. You know, Vicky in an interview in preparation for that said, you know, like Dorinda's house is old and it's in the middle of nowhere. And well, if anyone knows Dorinda, you don't go after Bluestone Manor and Dorinda.
She is so protective of Bluestone.
I am sorry. Like, I just had Countess Luann on my show and I said, like, I'm sorry. We just do it a little different here in New York. Like, Vicky, baby, OG with your orange. I mean, do you think just because you could handle Tamara, you can't handle Dorinda?
Oh, Dorinda 50. Scares me.
She scares me. I mean, Dorinda even said, you want to play mean? I'll play mean. She's like, at least I don't, you know, date people that are like, you know, faking cancer. And then she referred to Steve, you know, guys that leave me for someone half their age and end up married. I mean, Dorinda clapped back in such a way. And then Vicky came out. And then Vicky spoke out again, like, I didn't mean to insult Dorinda. And Dorinda's like, I'm not even responding. You're so beneath me, basically. Right? Isn't that how
basically,
it played out?
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, look, I like them both. I'm excited to see them on the, you know, girls trip. But, I mean, that's Dorinda's MO, right? You come for Dorinda, Dorinda hits back, for sure. And Vicky, I mean, you know, I do think Vicky can hold her own. She's a long time, I mean, she's an OG, you know, she can hold her own, for sure.
Really?
But, you know, I mean, we've seen, look, I mean, Tamara came out this week, and Tamara was saying, basically, I mean, much, you know, in a much better way, but essentially saying that Vicky has a new boyfriend. Tamara has not met him yet, but she really wants to, because Vicky's horrible at picking men. they want to get Meghan King involved so Meghan King can do a background check on this new guy. And, you know, Tamara, of course, is her friend, is rooting that Vicky will find true love because Vicky really wants it. But Vicky is terrible at picking men. And Tamara
even... Pickers off.
Your pickers off.
Patty Stanger says...
And Tamara said the moment she met Steve for the first time, she knew that they would never walk down the aisle together. And I don't think she elaborated as to what specifically it was about Steve, but Steve seemed like he was kind of an attention whore and has moved on. So
now we all know things get posted and they're not really true. There is a picture of Vicky and her new boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Well, they're saying it's him. And I haven't really like confirmed this is what I'm saying, but they say that this is Vicky's new boyfriend and they're saying he's like a geriatric combination between Don and Brooks. He's a more senior gentleman for sure. I mean, Vicky is, you know, how old is Vicky? Like 60? I'm not saying that's old, but there is a picture. Did she post this? No,
I want to see where this is.
There's a picture that is posted and they're saying it's Vicky's new boyfriend and he is I think, is this him?
Hold it up. I'm looking. I don't see
anything. Well, he looks better in this picture that I'm looking at. There was a plane of them on, her boyfriend? This, hold on. Yeah, you can actually see that. Okay, everyone's going to see this if they go to YouTube. That doesn't look so bad if that's.
He's kind of cute. I mean, he looks like a little maybe.
This is not the picture that there was a picture in the plane that he looks old.
Oh, really?
There's nothing wrong with looking old, but look.
He doesn't look bad there. He looks a little dad bodish, but he doesn't look bad.
I hope I hope it works out.
I mean, are you a Team Vicky fan? Like, I do. I feel like Vicky does deserve, like,
I mean. I like Vicky and I like Dorinda. I just think, you know, I think Vicky opens her mouth and doesn't necessarily know what she says. And I like Vicky. I'm not sure that Vicky can handle herself against Dorinda. I mean, think so? I don't think so. I think Dorinda could eat Vicky for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I thought her clapback was, I mean, it knocked Vicky down. And then Vicky got up and Dorinda knocked her so hard she rolled down the hill and like just lay there in the middle of the street. I thought Dorinda's clapback was brilliant. As far as a clapback goes. And I just thought, you don't fuck with Dorinda. I'm not fucking with Dorinda. And I just think Vicky's in over her head on this one. Mm-hmm. I do. She's great. I love Vicky. Right. But I think Dorinda will tear her to the carcass.
All right. That will make for excellent drama. I mean,
it'll make for
super curious
drama.
For all that. That's really good drama. Okay.
Now we also, what else do we have going on? We have, speaking of the OC, I had lunch with Bronwyn, Miss Wyndham.
Okay. Tell me about that. And then we do have a response, you know, from Tamara about Andy Cohen's comments, you know, Andy allegedly saying that how could Tamara come back with the Two Peas in a Pod podcast? So, you know, Tamara has responded to that this week, which I thought was
good. Tell us, and then I'll tell you about my lunch.
Well, I mean, she basically says that she thinks Andy's being fed a line of bullshit from Heather Dubrow. That she, you know, she says, look, Teddy and I have this podcast, and we by no means are, you know, we're not investigating people. We're not digging things up. We are just commenting on what is out there and our own experiences of being housewives. We're not trashing anybody. Basically what I said, you know, when you and I were talking about it initially, I'm like, they're not breaking news. They're not saying anything salacious or slanderous about anybody. They're not. And Tamara says the same thing. And she basically, I don't think it has anything to do with Heather Dubrow, my own, and I have, this is just like a wild theory. I have nothing to base this on, but I just think it was a convenient excuse for Andy to say that they're not interested in bringing Tamara back right now, is to use that as an excuse. But like you and I talked about, if they need Tamara, they will bring Tamara back. So Tamara just feels like Heather Dubrow is in Andy's ear saying, you can't bring her back. Look at this podcast. This isn't a good look for you. It's not a good look for Bravo if you let her do this or she's doing this and then she comes back. So anyway, that's kind of where it's at, like this tit for tat. But
I agree with like all of that. I mean, I have to say, you know, I like to just think like the producer and not into Tamara's not coming back. I'm sorry. It's just, it's not happening. It's just, it's not where the show is going. That's my opinion. And when it comes to this stuff, my opinions are usually right. Again, okay. I suck at the world, so there's no ego. That's not going to fix this problem of the OC. I don't think that's where we're going. I just don't think that's where the show is going. I think if you brought back an OG Heather, who's, yes, not an OG and blah, 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 but if you brought back a big name from the past, which we did, and the ratings weren't good, I don't think doubling down is going to fix that.
Do we have any updates? I mean, the last time you and I've talked about this, RHOC, we don't believe is filming, right?
No,
do we
know it's any not updates filming. I personally, just me, I would let Gina go. I mean, I've said this last year, but I'll say it again. I would let Gina go. I would let Emily go. I would let Noella go. I would let Dr. Jen go. I would keep Heather, and just by default, I would keep Shannon. And I would take Heather and Shannon and just somehow, I mean, it's the problem is when you mix in 30 somethings with 50 somethings, it doesn't work. It didn't work with Leah McSweeney. I mean, Ebony was younger. Now we have Crystal, who there's things with. It's just, I think it's really hard to take a show in. And this is why we have two Ronies. I think it's really hard to mix in. I just think, like, I forget, Crystal, I forgot all along that Kyle was 50-something and Crystal was 30-something until this, and now we're reminded. And same thing with Leah, and you're like, ah. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying it's not like a cohesive group like that.
Well, but see, I kind of disagree with you because, you know, Bethany Frankel was notoriously younger than all the other women, than Jill Zarin.
Is she, though, that much younger? How old is Bethany now?
Well, Bethany's 52? In her 50s, but wasn't when she was on...
Well, if Bethany's in her 50s now and Jill's in her 50s...
Oh, all right. Well, then I guess...
And Luana's in her 50s. Now, mind you, late 50s and so on. I mean... That's Ramona's kind of the 60s. Same age to me, darling.
All right, darling. Okay, then I guess Bethany wasn't that much broke,
but I mean, I don't know. I just don't know.
No, but, I think they're discovering that, right? They're having a hard time. And I guess my question is, and I know every network is always trying to do this. They're always trying to attract younger viewers, but I almost want to ask them, like, is it worth it? Like, do you really
think it's working?
And is it really attracting the new viewer you want? Because my guess is it's not. It's that the same diehards that watch all the franchises are your loyal fans, and they're continuing to watch, and you're getting other women in that age bracket. But I don't know. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are attracting 23-year-olds that they want to watch Bravo.
Well, I was just going to say, and this is a question. Please slip into our DMs. Is there anyone out there in their 20s? I don't want 31. I want to keep this just to the 20s. Anyone out there in their 20s listening to Behind the Velvet Rope and watching The Housewives? Let me know. I do have people at times that slip in that are like, hey, I'm 20. I've had two straight guys slip in that say, stop saying there's no straight guys. And that's two of them. So there's at least two straight bros.
My husband watches. RHOBH. Yeah, he loves RHOBH. And he kind of gets mad when I watch it without him. Of course, he thinks it's ridiculous. But I mean, he loves
it. But I just wonder, is there 24 or 27-year-olds out there that are watching? I think that's great. But I, to your point, I just wonder. But I don't know. So...
All right.
There's something about Tamara's podcast that is different than Giselle and Robin's. The difference is Giselle and Robin talk about topics, right? Dating, you know,
pop culture. Right. They sports. Yeah, they talk a lot more than to Robin and Giselle's point, they're under contract with Bravo. They can't. You know, right. I think Teddy and Tamara do have a little more leeway to talk.
Right.
Freely.
But like Giselle and Robin, like they're like Tamara and Teddy's podcast is a rival to Behind the Velvet Rope. Like we're interviewing like Giselle and Robin. It's not a Housewives podcast. They're not interviewing Lisa Rinna. Next week, they're not interviewing Luann. They're not dying for Jill to come on because she's a back. Right. I mean, they're going to talk about Potomac and they'll probably have to get on Dom on, but it's not a Housewives podcast. And even Melissa Gorga, hers is not a Housewives podcast. She has Housewives on, but she has other guests and she talks about other things. There is something different to me about Tamara and Teddy's podcast. Like, I agree with you. I don't think that's why. I think one call from Daddy Cone would be like, Tamara, hey, listen, don't fucking breathe a word. Sign the contract. Here's the deal. In 6 months, we're going to announce that you're back on RHOC and we need 6 months of you stepping away from the 2Ts. So you got to announce on Monday that you're leaving the Tedster and that's the end of it. And Tamara would do all that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So Tamara would quit 2Ts and leave Teddy high and dry. This is not just my wishful thinking. If she was offered a role on RHOC. So I agree. It's just, that's a convenient excuse for Daddy Cone. You can get any housewife back to quit any, whatever they're doing in the world, you can have them quit within an hour to be back on the damn show.
All right. It's hot girl summer. It's sexy girl summer. It is sexy. Get your sex on summer. Dame Products. Dame Products wants to help you and your partner enjoy the best sex. Or look, if you're single, Your body needs love too. You need to be hooking yourself up. Well, Dame has a wide variety of sex products that are for solo play and for partner play. Their Air is a suction vibrator designed to get you there fast. Their massage oil is an all-natural, full-body massage oil formulated with arousing ingredients. And that's just the start, okay? They're, of course, known for their Ava, which is their first and most iconic product. It's the first hands-free couples vibrator. You can vibe with somebody or you can vibe alone. But you should always vibe with my discount. DameProducts.com is the website. TSFS is the code. Use the code TSFS for 15% off your sexy vibrator order and your oil order. And with that discount, you should order for a friend. DameProducts.com. Use code TSFS. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Okay. I do want to ask you this, though, because, you know, obviously we're going to wrap up the show at some point, but I want to, you were hanging out with Bronwyn, right?
Yeah. And then I need to talk about Carol Raswell.
Okay. Me too. I want to get to those two stories. Tell me about Bronwyn. I loved the photo of you two. Were you in the Hamptons together? How's Bronwyn's girlfriend? Give me the scoop.
Oh my gosh. I had to go back to the city, which, oh God, I'm so sick of going. I had to go three times already. And so I had lunch with the B while I was there, the other B, not Bethany, Bronwyn. And look, Bronwyn is back and forth between the OC and
New York,
living in New York. How is her girlfriend? You know, I always feel when it happens in the real world, it's not my place to put that out there. But okay. She has the girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, I thought Sarah's, that was like public.
Sarah's like, No.
Outing her.
They are, okay. Let me put it this way. They are, she does have a girlfriend, Victoria. And Victoria is a model. This is real. And she travels the world and she...
And they're having hot lesbian sex. Why don't you insert Dame products? I mean, because Dame...
I have to tell her about Dame because Dame... By the way, Dame just renewed the contract. They're like an official sponsor over here. Dame is like, they're having, I gotta get some Dame products for her. But Dame is, they're the best vibrators out there. And you get 15% off, guys. If you go to the show notes, dame.com, and you get 15% off. And why not? But you gotta use the code, I think, Velvet. Why not get 15% off for Dame? Don't you wanna have fun when you're alone? Vibrators are cool, man. But they're having hot lesbian sex. We had lunch, Bronwyn made us get pizza. I got to get back on my diet, guys. And
don't bother.
Bronwyn is living her best life. I don't think she's going to be back on the air. You know, I don't think she's going back to, you know, Elizabeth Vargas, by the way, I just saw today is starting a podcast as well. Everybody has a podcast.
I love it.
Everybody.
Well, but they see the success. Yeah.
They see the success. So why doesn't everyone just come into the podcast game?
They just don't realize the work, but they see the success.
And what is this now? Adam Carol Raswell's ex.
Oh my God, he's a blast from the past. I mean, have we thought about Adam recently? I had not thought about hot Adam. You know, Adam was always like super attractive to me. I loved, you know, he was kind of crunchy granola. He's a chef. He's a celebrity chef. That's how he met Carol. You know, he's a longtime friend of Elle McPherson. And there's always been a rumor that they date, but supposedly they both shot that down. And he's just a chef for her Welco company. But I love this New York Post blind item, which was not really blind item. It was out there, but that he was at a party with Kelly Bensimone and just like drooling over her. And Kelly wasn't really into it and then ended up leaving the party. But I mean, what is that? What happened to Adam, I guess?
I mean, this story doesn't seem so unbelievable.
No, this seems believable.
Look, he was with Carol. Now he's linked to Elle. I mean, maybe if it seems like he likes older females.
Yes.
And Kelly Bensimone, who has been on this podcast, is just literally drop dead gorgeous. Drop dead.
I know I've told you this story. I mean, I walked by her on a New York sidewalk and I did a double take. Like everybody did a double take. It was myself. Like there was another guy. I mean, she is so tough. She's stunning. Stunning, stunning, stunning. She just looks like a star. She looks like a star.
She looks like a star. She's so pretty. So
beautiful.
I mean, I think she's prettier than Elle McPherson, if you want to hear that. But Elle McPherson is also gorgeous. And Carol's pretty. They're all pretty.
Oh, I love Carol. Carol's my favorite, one of my favorite housewives of all time and style icon of mine. I love Carol.
She did well here behind the velvet rope. So I don't know. So that's Adam says it's not true. All the reps say it's not true.
I don't know. I don't think Adam responded. I think the New York Post reached out for a comment from Adam he didn't respond. I think a friend of Kelly Bensimone says Kelly wasn't into it.
Not Kelly's type. I still am going back to when Kelly, like when was that? 9 months ago when Kelly was linked with A-Rod A-Rod.
I could see that.
That would be perfect for both of them. She's got a little J-Lo-esque thing going on a little bit. She's pretty. I mean, Kelly fucking signed her up for that money. I mean, he was just dumped by J-Lo. Like he made, you know, this, I think that could be a great match. I really do.
It's so funny to me because I really did think after that relationship blew up between J-Lo and A-Rod, I really thought that he was going to date Madison from Southern Charm. I really, really did. I don't know why. I just felt like Madison was so his type. And I thought these two are going to be together for a while. And then she went off and got engaged to somebody else. And I don't know if she actually got married yet or what, but we're obviously going to see her in Southern Charm.
We're going to watch it all on season 8 of the one, the only Southern Charm.
Southern Charm.
I've got some Southern Charm people coming up. There's people that fell into the lab.
I mean, I don't know. Are we like saying anything we shouldn't say, but we talked to Pringle because Pringle was on my podcast. We reached out to Pringle and, you know, I mean, I don't know if, I guess this is public, but Pringle is kind of going to be a friend, right?
Small role.
Yeah. Pringle. I loved Pringle. I thought,
I don't know if he cares. You know, I just don't know if he cares.
When Pringle came on my show, I got the, he did the interview from like a deck that he was hanging out on drinking a beer. And I just got the vibe. I think Pringle was very good friends with, I don't think it was Shep. I think it was one of the other guys that he'd gone to college with.
Austin or Craig?
I think it was Craig. Was it Whitney? No, I think it was Craig. They were very, or might have been Shep. Anyway, one of them he went to school with and they were like, dude, you should do this show. And I think John kind of did it because he was pals with them, but I don't think John was ever particularly into it. I just don't think he
reality
gave a fuck.
TV is just not for everybody.
Now, he didn't seem, again, like I think sometimes people are like too real. You know what I mean? They're too real life. And I think that was John.
Yes.
And I don't think he was going to play into anything else. And so we're not going to be seeing a lot of Pringle.
Most people that don't make it, it's just they're too real life. Nobody wants your real fucking life. I'm sorry.
They want the fake. They want the drama. They want the, you know, they want you spending other people's money and then, you know, nearly going to jail.
That's why I give Crystal Kung Minkoff credit. I think she went home and she,
I think she went
through the roster of things that she could bring. And she's like, okay, I got it. This is what I'm going to come up with. And I don't mean that as a slight. I mean that as a compliment. I do.
Well, she picked the wrong one. She should have come after Jenkins. And then, you know, I mean, I think there would have been more there. You know, the problem is she bet on Sutton. I don't think there's much with Sutton.
Just remember when on a reality show, look, it's better if something real happens to you. But if not, guys, just make something up. Now, not everybody can do that.
Yeah, I know.
But if you have it in you, you have to make it up. And you got to say it to yourself and you got to look in the mirror. And then when you hit go and it's out there, you got to stick to it, babies. You got to stick to it and hope that it becomes something.
Love it.
It's really that easy. You're filming and you're like, I'm really upset now. I'm looking at you. Things are coming back to me. I mean, just, you got to start step one. And just hold your breath and like, are the producers, okay, this has legs. And then when it has legs and it takes off, you bought yourself another season. I'm not coming down on Crystal. I'm saying this as a compliment. It could be real. But as Kyle says, there is footage of everything everywhere and nobody seems to have footage of this. Kyle's like, it's very simple, Andy.
I know.
You don't do us well. You're like not our friend. So if there was footage of this, you would have already shown it in a flashback on the TV.
Totally.
Not on Watch What Happens Live, on the actual episode, and you never did. So we don't buy it.
All right.
Anything else keeping you up at night? One more quick thing before we go. Sutton Strack through her friend Jennifer Tilly. Sutton Strack is now going to be in Chucky, the new Chucky. She has an opinion. So Miss Strack is doing, by the way, she was one of the only housewives ever that was ever on Jimmy Kimmel.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I would have thought Jimmy would have had more people on.
This just in, literally breaking news. Kim Kardashian's friend Diana Jenkins is sued for chopping down $70,000 worth of neighbor's hedges to boost price of her $125 million Malibu mansion and accused of caring behavior on black security guard. I mean, this is when a black security guard for Calm interviewed and asked the gardeners to stop. Jenkins engaged in aggressively racially prejudiced Karen type behavior. She allegedly threatened to call the police several times on the black man. Man, this Diana Jenkins, man, it doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop.
There you go.
That's a big story. All right.
There you go. Food for thought. This is developing. We'll see if anything happens with it. Where can everybody find you, Sarah? Where?
David, at The Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, on Instagram. I put out new podcast episodes 7 days a week. People know me for my TLC recaps and TLC interviews. I've had everybody on, Darcy and Stacey. I have a big Before the 90 Days person coming on interview that's confirmed. I've had Caleb from Before the 90 Days. I mean, you know, Lauren and Alex from 90 Day Fiancé. Tune into The Sarah Fraser Show.
And for me, Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple, Spotify, or at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. Hey, we're on Twitter and we are joining TikTok. More to that coming soon. My TikTok expert is working on it behind the scenes. I got a whole team over here, Sarah. This doesn't happen.
I know
in
you
my
do.
Sleep. And listen in, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Bye, David. Bye.
Love you much.
Love you.